We have Xeris HaKosev that starts off. Tana Rabban, let's start from the Braisa. B'shkoga prat l'meizi, b'vlidas prat l'meskavein, meizi b'shita bar katalu, amar rava, ima prat l'omer muter. Amar le abaye, I omer muter, anasu. Amar le, sh'ani omer, ha'omer muter karav l'meizidu, b'vlidas prat l'meskavein. So again, we said it's prat l'meizid and then prat l'meskavein. Meskavein b'shita bar katalu, same exact kasha. So Omar Rabba prat l'meskavein larogis ha'behema v'horogis ha'odam. Right, so Lakusi v'horogis Yisrael. So again, within those shitos that answered the kasha of Tosfos, the way they did in terms of Omer Mutter, meaning that it's you meant to kill an Adam, he killed a behema. So the chilik is one goof versus two goofim. Right, so we said that yesterday. I skipped one. L'nefel v'horog ben kayama, same thing. Tana Rabbanan in bepesa. Prat l'keren zavis below Eva prat l'sone hidafo shedachvo begufo oh hishlich alav lohavi read the shilat zarech aliyah below tzdiya prat l'meskavin letzad zeva holch letzad acher vasher lo tzada prat l'meskavin lizrok shtayim v'zarek arba vasher lo yavo esreil beyar ma yar rishus nizik mazik kol sham af kol rishus nizik ulamazik likaneis l'sham period. So we have all of these miyutim. If I were just reading Pashup Shat in the Gemara, which I am, I would say that all of these cases are coming la fuke, what? Someone going to Golis. If you are any of these pratim, then you don't go to Golis. Right? That is the simple shot in the Gemara. Just to note it, if you notice, not all of these psukim come from the same place. Right? If you just look in the Torah or... They switch off between Bamidbar and between Sefer Dvarim. And then we throw in Vasher Lo Tzada. That's actually found where? In Parshas Mishpatim and Sefer Shmos. And that's our discussion for today. Prat L'meskavin Lizruk Shtayim V'zarek Arba. Right? So let's take a look at that Rashi Vasher Lo Tzada. Shelo Niskavin Zok Rashi Lizruk B'tzido. Right? He did not intend to violate a tzad. What's a tzad? Right? Right. Hunting. You weren't hunting for the guy. Uvisamachlo. So here Rashi doesn't translate it as tzad as hunting. What does he say it means? Again, Shalon Eskavin Lizrok Bitsido Visamachlo. Elabamakam Shazarak. Avalohaya Yodea Shayesham Adam. Right? So is he translating it as tzad? Or is he translating it as tzad? Tzad, it sounds like, right? Samuch is like a... So you could read, I don't know, I'm not sure what Rashi actually means, what every word in Rashi is referring to. On one hand, you could definitely say he's referring to tzad, as in hunting, right? So, he's not miskavein lizrok betzedo to try to hunt down and kill the individual, uvesamuchlo, and throw it close to them. Elamakam shazarek, he just wanted to throw it in a particular place. But he didn't know that there was a person there. So I'm not sure how Rashi... You could read Rashi either way. They're talking about tzad or tzad. I don't know. Okay, that's just a ha'ara. But prat l'meskavin lizrok shtayim v'zarek arba. V'lachein avachein lizrok arba v'zarek shmona. Obviously, it's the exact same thing. Rashi is telling us something which is a little bit superfluous, no? So okay, if you want to look on the bottom, there's a ghost from Rabbi Tzala Ranchberg. He has something. He gives you some Aram HaKamas. I don't want to get involved in it. Yeah. I'm saying Rashi's seemingly extra here, no?
Well, I was thinking...
Yeah?
You must have said that... I think one of the things you said is that it's consistent. It's not a matter of how much you're throwing or how much you're putting in danger. It's more of just... He's stressing that it's just the concept of... To mean it's the concept of like that you threw it more than you were supposed to. I mean, it's not a matter of how much you're throwing. Whether
right, two amos versus four amos is not a huge mistake.
Right.
It's very, very shayach to make that mistake. Four amos and you threw eight amos, or eight amos and you threw four amos.
Right.
So already that's getting a little weird. You were four amos off on your throw. So maybe we would think that there's a difference in there. So you could definitely say that. You could definitely say that. Okay. All right, so anyway, Tosfos here sends you to a Rashi in Meseches Bava Kama. Tosfos Divra Masav, Asher Lo Tzada, Prat L'Meskavin Lizrok, says b'ketzer regel pirish Rashi, right? Just reading in the Bach, d'memayit le'mimisa aval golus ispe. So you are not chayev misa, but you are chayev golus. Does anyone have a chumash? Anyone have a chumash? Oh, pass me that sitter. Let's see what they have in there. Sometimes you get lucky. No, but those don't have Sefer Shmos in them. All right. Anyway, the point is, over there, you have two juxtaposed psukim. What? I got rid of my Shnayim Mikra app on the phone. I didn't like the way the interface was, so I don't have it on my phone anymore. Oh, here we go. Jacob, I got it. It's in the sitter. Okay, so you have the pasuk starts off Make ish vameis mos yumas. Chayev misa for killing somebody. I think I read a trivia question somewhere. This is the only Isser in the Torah that's repeated in all five books of Moses. It's the only what? What? It's from the panoply? Okay, I saw it there, and when I saw it, I was like, that's definitely the answer. But, all right, so I already knew it, so no. V'asher lo tzada, v'hoya lo kim ina liyado, v'samti l'cham makom asher yonus shama. So, but if he did not tzada, right, if he didn't hunt him down, he didn't intend to kill him, right, but Hashem sort of caused this to take place, therefore, I will give you a place where you can run, right? Later on in the parak, how many of you guys have gone through this parak already? Okay, so the Gemara discusses the whole idea of Vohelo Kim Ino Liyado later on, right? Of like, what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought this upon you? Right, so it says how the Hashgacha Pratis works, and it brings everybody the situation that is required for them, right? Correct. So nevertheless, we say here that Kasher Lo Tzada, I gave you a makom that you can run there, right? So now you can read this pasuk one of two ways. It's coming lafuke maki ishva meis. Right? Asher Lo Tzada sounds like it's saying if it was yes tzada, then what? Yochai Misa. If it was Lo Tzada, then you're putter from Misa and you go to Golus. So it's not wild and crazy for Rashi to say that Asher Lo Tzada is Lafuke from Misa, but it's not Lafuke from Golus. And that's Lechora how Rashi's reading the pasuk, as we'll see from Tosfos and Bava Kamma. But Tosfos here just points out that sure, maybe you can argue that Rashi was learning Chumash correctly, but was he learning the Gemara correctly? Right? Granted, he might have read the pasuk in Chumash, but he doesn't know the pasuk in the Gemara. Right? So that's sometimes you say they make the joke about the Yeshiva Bacher that he knows the pasuk from the Gemara, but he doesn't really know the Gemara either. He only knows the Gemara from the Tosfos, and he doesn't really know the Tosfos either. He knows the Tosfos because the Tosfos quotes the Tosfos. But anyway, Lemaisa, the right, alam de shavart, right? But it's really isha isha, right? So that's the same vort. Yeah, they say the same mice every time. Okay, so here we say in Ketzer Arego, Rashi says demamayit lemi misa, avol golus ispe, viloniris says Tosfos da imkain lo havi kimo idach. Right. All of a sudden, this one drasha in the flow of the Gemara is totally out of context. Every other case, right? Bivli das, prat lemiskavid, right? Bishgoga, prat lemezid. So you think mezid goes to Golus? No, of course not. Miskavin goes to Golus? Of course not, right? And that's what we said, Omer Mutter, that's what we said in terms of, right, miskavin, larga, sebehema, none of those guys go to Golus, right? We said Karen Zavis doesn't go to Golus, right? Sony doesn't go to Golus. Dach Babagufo doesn't go to Golus. Right? Yerida Shitzara Chaliyah doesn't go to Golus. Or does, as the case may be, as we'll see. But that's a little bit different, as we'll see. And then we're saying, Miskavim Letzad Zeb, Alok Letzad Acher doesn't go to Golus. And then, Miskavim Letzad Shtayim, Mizorak Arba, goes to Golus. That's how you're going to read the whole Gemara? Doesn't make sense. So obviously Tosfos Kasha is predicated on the idea that all of those other miyutim are true. That every other case of Dover Pashit, that you don't go to Golos. And then all of a sudden, Iskavim, Lizrok, Shdaim, Zark, Arba, Asher, Lotzada goes to Golos? It's something that you can't say. Because you're totally skewing the whole shot in the Gemara. The Gemara has a natural flow that we're listing off miyutim from Golos, and now you're telling me that this guy actually goes to Golos? It's just coming to be mamayed him from Nisa? It's very hard to say. So that's Tosfos' big kasha. L'chein yir l'farish de'pater migolos kida amrina on perikets at a rego. So Tosfos says, that's why I want to learn that he's pater from Golos. So in all fairness to Rashi, Rashi doesn't actually only say that pshat, right? You guys saw the Rashi in Bava Kamma? Says both pshatim. He says there are two explanations of this, you know, of this drasha. So did you guys go through the Tosfos in Bava Kamma? Tosfos doesn't really argue on Rashi. He just explains it. So Tosfos in Bava Kamma doesn't really give Rashi such a hard time. Over here, he gives Rashi a hard time. And you could just say that Tosfos in Bava Kamma is going according to the Gemara in Bava Kamma, and Tosfos here is going according to the Gemara here. The Gemara in Bava Kamma is definitely not against that possibility in Rashi, right? So therefore, it's possible that Tosfos, you know, and also the way we have Tosfos, most of these Tosfos where there's a cross-reference elsewhere in Shas, the publishers just broke up the Tosfos and put it where it was shayach to that particular Gemara, but really, if you look in the older Balei HaTosfos, or if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, or in Bava Kamma, if you look in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, or the Rash Mishans, a lot of times you'll find that the whole Tosfos is found every time. Just it's a tough job to fit the Vilna Shas exactly so, where you try very hard to have every page ending and beginning with a new Tosfos and a new Rashi, and try to have it correspond exactly to the Daf. So most of the time, when you try to get it right, you have to cut out major sections of the Tosfos. That's why if you're having trouble understanding a Tosfos and you look in the Tosfos HaRosh and it's much clearer, it's mostly because Tosfos HaRosh got to publish his own Sefer. Nobody really touched it to try to put it on the Daf. And it's just much clearer that you get the original format, and often you'll get all of the cross-references will be located in one Tosfos on your Daf, because that's the style that they really did it. So it's possible that this Kasha of Tosfos would have been found in Tosfos Bava Kamma also, just that they cut it apart. I can never tell exactly how to deal with that particular circumstance. It doesn't really matter though. Let's take a look in the Tosfos. There were maskal prat lemiskavin lizrok lashon rishon pirish bekunches prat lemiskavin lizrok shtayim azork arba delohavi bechlal ki yazid utfei havenicha lefarish delohavi bechlal make ishva meis dahavi leel minei. Right? Okay, so he just points out that he's not really sure why Rashi is mamayed from the pasuk of ki yazid. Why doesn't he just be mamayed from the pasuk that had already been mentioned in Makish Vames? Im tomar v'amai itzterich l'chayiv galus niskavin lizruk shnayim zarek arba demeheches al kadaitich depoter deliftor mimisa vadelo asya depshita deshogik poter mimisa. So he says, I don't understand. I have a drasha which tells me Vasher Lo Tzada goes to Golos. Where else is he going to go? What else are we going to do with such a guy? Did he kill B'mezid? Did he kill B'mezid? Obviously not. He didn't kill anybody B'mezid. He killed the Meshogi. So Golos would be the place for him. So why do I have an official drasha of Vasher Lo Tzada Prat Sheneskavin Lizrok Shtayim Azark Arba from Misa? Shkoyach, of course he doesn't get Misa. So why do I call that an official drasha? Asked Tosfos. Yesh lomar, dimiblot zdiya, darish be'elon and agolin, prat l'skavin lizrok b'tzad zev azorok b'tzad acher. U'mehai kra havi patrinon afilu niskavin lizrok shtayim azorok arba. Right? So he says, I have another pasuk. What does the other pasuk say? Belot zdiya. Not next to this pasuk, right? So it should have said Niskavin Lizrok to one side and Wazorik to the other side. That's below Tzdiya. So therefore, I have pasuk A, asher lo tzada, that's mamai zorek shtayim zorek arba. And the other one is mamai niskav letzad zev zorek letzad acher. So what on earth is that answer? What does that mean? Yeah?
Based on that, meaning the whole idea there is that you meant to throw one direction through the other direction, so you can potentially say that you meant to throw it this far of a distance and it went longer, so you could look that you potentially say that from that limud you could fit this limud in already.
Right.
So then you said you need something special for here. So
why do I need something? If I really have the limud of below tzdiya, what do I need this for at all? What? To include it? So now that I know... No, but it's a davar pashut. If I have asher lo tzada alone, what am I going to learn? If I only have asher lo tzada, what am I going to be mamayit? What? Well, I'm just reading Tosfos now. I'm just trying to understand what on earth Tosfos is saying. According to this first pshat in Rashi, Tosfos had a kasha. He said, why do I need the pasuk of Asher Lo Tzada to tell me that I'm chayiv galus? It's coming to be mamayit, niskav and lizrok arba zark shtayim, etc. in a case where I'm not chayiv, to tell me that I'm not chayiv misa, but I am chayiv galus. That pasuk would tell me I'm pater from galus? Why?
The same way you say you're pater from galus, if you throw it in one direction or the other direction. So you get it like a normal...
Good. Good. Okay. So you hear what he's saying? You hear it? No? It's not exactly like the Ritva. Yeah, the Ritva, I like the Ritva's pshat better because the whole kasha doesn't get started. But Tosis is saying that I would have thought that what? That you're pater from Golos if you were Niskavin Lizruk Shtayim Mizorik Arba. Why? Because we have another pasuk that says below tzdiya, platlin niskavin lizrok letzad zev zark letzad acher kamash malon that you're chayev galus because we're dafka coming to be mamayit you from what? From misa. You hear? Okay, that's just a pasuk shot in the Tosfos, I think. Good. So then he gets on and he says that maybe according to the second shot in Rashi, which in Tosfos and Makis love so much. So, according to the second pshat in Rashi, you have a ktsas kasha. Right, let's take a look at that one. Where is it? Ulpirsh achron shapirsh bekuntra shapotam igolus ktsas kasha. The perik eluana golan omar in bepesa below eva hidafo pratlas sone below tstia pratlas kavin lizruk tzadzev of a holcha tzad acher vashalot soda pratlas kavin lizruk shtaim azorik arba. Vehashta. Me'asher lo tzada dekasa bereish ve'elah mishpatim haveli ma'ute ahu the dummy tfei liftor kigo niskavin lizrok tzad zeh shelo haya niskavin letzad hanirtzach. So he says, wait a minute. If you hold that asher lo tzada is memayit niskavin lizrok shtayim zarek arba, do I even need the pasuk of asher lo tzdiya? Do I even need that pasuk anymore? Chorinat. Why? Because the better miut is to exclude that if you were mechavein to, you understand what he's asking? The better miut is if you're mechavein to throw to two and throw four, and then you threw four, and you're putter from Golos according to that, it's a kal v'chomer if you threw it in totally wrong direction, right? It's I'm sure it's happened to everybody at one point in their life. They tell somebody to go long and then they get back to throw it and they accidentally hit their knee on the way back or something and the ball just totally slips out of your hand and goes the wrong way. Right? It's embarrassing. But like, I'm saying once. Happened to everybody once. Right? So it's a little embarrassing. But nobody has a havamina that counts as a good throw. Even in the NFL, that's a fumble. That's not even an incomplete pass. Right? So kal v'chomer, the iker miut, if I'm going to be mamay, niskav lizrok shtayim v'zorek arba, so kal v'chomer, niskav letzad zev, halach letzad acher, where it literally slipped out of your hand, right? As opposed to just being a bad shot. You tried to throw it, you didn't put in the right amount of strength. You put in too much, too little. But here it went the opposite way. It slipped out of your hand totally. So what do I need below tstia and vashalot tzad if both are coming to be mamayit from galus? Right? Mieshlomar, so Tosas gives a very strange teretz. Mishum dehischal atana lidrosh kra debelot tstia nokat bereshin eskavin lizrok betzad zeh. Derotzalahazkir hapashut tchilo. Anyone know what that means? Anyone know what that means? Again, I'll read it, I'll translate it. Since the Tana began explaining the pasuk of below tzidia, meaning he started explaining the psukim in Bamidbar and Dvarim, so he explained those first because he wanted to explain the more pashut drasha. And then he got back to Asher Lo Tzada. Sounds like Tosus is almost saying, in a chinami, it's kind of a repeat. But, since we were already talking in that context, we finished up all of those drushes. And then we went back to Asher Lo Tzada, and we had the drusha in Parshas Mishpatim. But in a chinami, you don't actually need both drushes. That's kind of how I understood Tosus. Saying, did anyone understand Tosus differently? I think that's the Pashup Shad in Tosfos. That he's saying you don't actually need both drushes. You could have learned it from the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. But, Sof Kol Sof, we have it this way. Okay, so as you guys mentioned, the Ritva has a little bit of a different take on the Sugya. And the Ritva, if you have it, take a look inside. If you have it, please. So the Ritva, first of all, points out that we are dealing with a different pasuk in a different place. Right, we're dealing with a different pasuk in a different place. And therefore, you know, you should just make a note of that. Okay? So we say, Alpha got the high crowlok siv hacha, bahai parsha, the pesa below eva, the darshin, and liel, the low bahai crow, asher yavo el reu, ba yaar, the darshin, and besamuch. Even though this pasuk is coming way out of left field, not next to the other drashos, elohu ksiv a parsha, ve elah mishpatim, mishum da have chad in yona, in below tzdia, vizem itam horeg bitsadud yemino smo. Saying, like, since they're very similar, one's talking about making a mistake from tzad yamin to tzad smol, and one's talking about tzad mala to tzad mata, you threw it too hard or too softly. I seen in Tarvayo Kechada, that's why we put them together, but just don't make a mistake and think that they're next to each other in the Torah. He just doesn't want you to make a mistake and think that this pasuk is right next to below tztia, right? The elok tziv elachada. So now he has the same kasha, I think, as Tosfos. Lo havi mema'atinon elatzidud miyamin l'smol, o mismol yamin, shehu ke'en onis. Lahachi yitztrichu tarvayu l'mayit afilu atzodud azeh, shelamata, shemilamata l'malo. So he says that the reason you need both psukim is very simple. What? What is it? What?
Gravity.
Well, yeah. No, but specifically, why do you need both psukim? Right. But which pasuk implies which? No, guys, I'm it's a trick question. If you just read the next line, you'll get the answer. Good, right. The love de mucha chad mehani kroy tzidud yamin smol yoser me'idach kra. Neither pasuk explicitly describes either situation. That's not what's going on here. Ela keva dechsive tre kroy mukim tana chad bechad kra vechad le'idach kra. The e kamafches luhu leislimba. If you would switch around the two drushes, no big deal. If you say below tzdia, that wouldn't dafka mean niskaven lizrok letzad zeh. It could be niskaven lizrok shtayim azarek arba. And asher lo tzada could be niskaven liyamin v'halach l'smol. Whatever it is. V'hachin shitasa detamuda b'chol dochta. There's a very yisodistic avar. That the So what do I need both psukim for, says the Ritva? Because I need both chidushim. There's a very important yisod here, that when we have a rule, it's not exactly the same rule, but there's a rule in general, tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Whenever you have a drusha, right, and something's written in plural, so what number is that? What? Two. Plural means two, unless I have some other drusha that I can take it to mean more, right? Plural means two. Why doesn't it mean 2 billion? Maybe it means 2 billion. What's the answer? Tafasta meruba. What does it mean? Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. It means the flip side is actually what's true. Tafasta mu'at tafasta. So if you look in Rashi, in Maseches Sukkah, he has an arichus there where he explains, we want to say something which is 100% correct. Right? If you try to be tofes meruba, you have a chance that you're wrong. If I say plural means 2 billion, there is a chance that I'm wrong. There's a chance that I'm right. But we don't want to take the chance of being wrong. So the klal when you're darshaning is, plural means two. Unless you have other drushes to up that number, right? So that's called tavasim. So it's actually a similar vart when it comes to darshaning chidushim that the Torah was going to be mamayit. If there's a pasuk which is mamayit a particular circumstance, i.e. you intended to throw it to makom X, and it ended up going to makom Y, that guy is potter from Golus. So I'm going to say the smaller chiddush first, and then if I have a second pasuk where it's repeated, I will then include the bigger chiddush. Right? That's the yisod. So now the Ritva has Lanias Daiti, a better answer to Tosfos' kasha. Why do I need both psukim? Because I want to say both chidushim. Right? So if you hold that they're both potter from Golus, right, that was Tosfos' kasha. If Asher Lot Soda and Blot Sti are both potter from Golus, why do I need both psukim? So the answer is because if I would have only had one, I would have only included one of the two cases, i.e. the smaller chiddush. Which one is the smaller chiddush? No, the other one. The Ritva says it's the opposite. The Elok Siv Elachada Ha.
I would have said that if you it literally slipped out of your hand and went the wrong way, that's when you don't go to Golus, because that's Korav La'ones, right? But in a case where you tried to throw it and it was just, you tried to throw it, it's like trying to shoot a three-pointer, like we said yesterday. Sometimes you shoot a three-point shot and you're off by 2 feet. That's what we call an air ball, right? People shoot air balls all the time. Professional basketball players shoot air balls. So maybe you'd have to go to Golus if you tried to throw a rock and you threw an air ball. It was too short or too long. Right? The Seder, so you go to Golus. That's called shogeg. Kamash Malan, even that's not a shogeg. Right? So that's the way the Ritva wants to learn the pasuk. And why didn't Tosfos learn this way? It's a glachora, much better teretz at Tosfos' kasha, right? So I don't know that this is definitely what Tosfos had in mind, but maybe you could say, based on the Rambam, if you have the Rambam, take a look. If you don't have it, I'll take a look. Right? The Rambam in same Perek that we've been working with the whole time, Perek Vav in Hilchos Rotzeach. So he breaks them in half. He breaks them up. Right? Take a look in Halacha Yud, Hasoni Shaharag Bishkoga, right, etc. Then we go Oshin Iskavein, or so Osha Dachbo Begufo, Oshin Iskavein Lizruk Shtaim Vazarak Arba, Osha Ola Aldait Oshimutr Larog, right? Oshin Iskavein Larog is Zevahar Gazeh, Afilin Iskavein Larog Goyo Behema Venimtsi Yisrael, Hare Kolelu Krovin Lemazid, the Eina Niklotin. All of those cases are Korav Lemezid, and that's why they don't go to Golus. Clear? Why don't you go to Golus if you were in Iskavein, Lizruk Shtayim, Zorak Arba? Because you're Korav Lemezid. You should have known that even pro basketball players shoot air balls. Right? So that's already one step away from being Chayev Misa. So you don't go to Golus for that. Right? Then, if you look a little bit later, where is it? Halacha Yud Dalid. And it talks about the Rida Letzarech Aliyah there. Is that the right one? Yeah. The Chain, right? He says, Hayola Besulim Nishpta Shliva Mitach Zraglav Nafla Misa Potter Menagolus. The Chain Amiskavin Lizrok Bitzad Zev Ahol Chalav Bitzad Acher. Osho Hoysa Evan Munachs Becheko, etc., etc. So what does he say there? Kol Eilu Ptur Menagolus. Mipnei what? Somebody take it. Mipnei Shehein Kroven Leones. So he says, "Niskaven letzad zev, alach letzad acher is korav leonis." So it's shayich to say that those are not the same paravid rushes. You hear what I'm trying to get at? Maybe Tosfos was not willing to learn. Tosfos was not willing to learn that one pasuk could be interchanged for the other. That first we'll say the smaller chiddush of niskaven letzad zev letzad zev. That's korav leonis. And then if we have a second pasuk, Niskaven Lizrok Shtayim V'Zorek Arba, that's the second pasuk where we're going to be Mamayit something which is totally different. We're going to be Mamayit, right? Something which is Korov Le Mazid. You hear the Vart? It's terrible, no? It's not such a good Vart. Because I would say, if I cared, I'd say that falls right into the Ritva's trap. What is the whole Yisod of the Ritva? That we're going to say one big chiddush, we're going to say one small chiddush, then we're going to say a huge chiddush because we have another pasuk, right? That's lechora exactly what the Ritva was driving at, just like the Rambam. I think. No? You get where I'm coming from here? Again, it says in the Torah, Belotztia tells me that you were off on your throw. So which one are we going to pater? We'll pater Karav La'onis, of course. And then it gets repeated. Asher Lo Tzada. Then we're going to say that no. So what do you see from there? Anytime you were off on your throw, even when it's Karav La'mezid, then you're off the hook from Galus. Exactly the way the Ritva wants to learn, not like Tosfos. So I think the Rambam works a lot better with the Ritva. Although you still could say the svara of Tosfos, that since these concepts are not very closely related, I'm not just going to match up one pasuk with one pasuk with the other. Because they're not really the same thing at all. Yes, in terms of the underlying, the overarching category of throwing things or bad aim, they could go together. But in terms of what the halachic definition of why you don't go to Gullus, of Karav Lamezid versus Karav Laones, they're literally, no horrible pun intended, min akotze el akotze. That they span the entire spectrum of why a person doesn't go to Gullus. And therefore, Tosfos could argue that I'm just not going to take a stam drasha in one direction and put it in the other direction. Whereas Lechora, the Ritva, is saying, of course you do that, and that's gufa why you have two separate drushas which meet with which both mean the same thing, to tell you that anytime you have bad aim, you don't go to Golos. Is this making any sense to anybody? Okay. That's good. That's my goal. All right. So yes. No. That's where Rashi comes in. Right? Belotztia Lashon Tzidud. Shalom Eskavin Litzadeh Litzad Sheni. There Rashi saying it's Lashon Tzad. Right? Belotztia means you didn't dafka try to get it on that side versus that side. That's why they use such a Lashon. Right? That's why I made a big deal out of this Tzad versus Tzad business. Right? So in other words, it's talking about bad aim. Both Pesukim are talking about bad aim. Then the question is, what kind of bad aim? It's not random at all. It's just that you have the same limud twice. Why do you need it twice? So the Gemara does it all the time. If I would only add it once, I would have said the smaller chiddush. Now that I have it twice, I also include the big chiddush. That's the idea. All right, and the Rambam just plays it out that it's very clear that the big chiddush literally takes it to the opposite end of the spectrum of why you don't go to Gullus. Right? That's the idea. Why would he say that? I think he's saying that misfar denavshe, that it makes a lot of sense that Niskav and Lizrok Shtayim V'Zorek Arba certainly could have gone to Golis. Is it just because of the Ritva, because he links both them together?
say this, or is it because of the nature of Darshan and Darshan that you're saying?
Well, I think both of those things are true within the Ritva also. Meaning, Niskavim, Mizruk, Shtayim, Mizruk, Arba is definitely Karav Lemezid. You can't argue with that, right? So maybe you would say that it's Karav Lemezid, but what else is Gullus for? Gullus is for those types of people where they did the Maisib Amazid and they didn't mean to kill anybody. Those are the people who go to Gullus, you know? So, or you could argue that, no, it's a Dover Pasha that guy doesn't go to Gullus because he's too terrible. Right, so that's what you could answer for Tosfos along those lines. Also, I don't have a developed mahalach where I can spell it out clearly. So I'm going away from that. But anyway, okay. But let's just finish up. So we have this. We have the kasha on the Rashi, which still stands. Why? Because we have Tosfos in our Gemara. We have the Rambam in our Gemara. We have the Ritva in our Gemara that all contradict the Lashon Rishon of Rashi in Maseches Bava Kama. On Chavav Amid Beis. So I saw in one of these modern Sfarim, a very nice Sefer. He goes through everything very, very clearly. His name of the Sefer is Be'er Avram. It's the name of Avram Benedict. A very nice Sefer. It seems from the Haskamas that he learned under Rav Steinemann in Ponovich Litzirim. I don't know where else he learned, but he definitely he has nice things to say. So he basically just sends you to this Ritva. Sends you to the Ritva on not the one we just saw, but the previous one, Hidafo Shidachbo Vegufo. Right? Do you guys get a chance to see that Ritva? So what does the Ritva say over there? If you're Dochfo Vegufo, are you Chayiv Golis? Or are you Pater from Golis? Let's read it inside. Pirish Belo Miskavin. Obviously, it's talking about Lo Miskavin, right? V'afilu hachi amar rachmana dahai shogig hu. V'lo onus, v'lo mezid. U'pirusha dihidafo ashmin and tana. And then he goes on to what the word hidafo really means, and he brings an example of it, but that's not our business right now. But what does it sound from the Ritva? You're shogig, you're not onus, you're not mezid. So we know the Ritva was the one, like the Rambam, who laid down the law at the beginning of the parak, right? There's three categories. If you're in the middle category, where do you go? Golus, right? So the Ritva is saying, below Idafo is telling you what? Prat, right? Below Miskavin, right? And Shadachba Begufa, below Miskavin, you shouldn't think what? That you're Anus or Mazid. This is coming to tell you that you do go to Golus, right? So below Idafo is telling you you do go to Golus. So now my reading of the Gemara before was wrong according to the Ritva. Right? It says below Idafo, or I'm sorry, where was it? Where is it there? Below Eva Pratlasone Hidafo Shedachbo Vegufo. Right? Hidafo means Shedachbo Vegufo, that he pushed him with his body. So there in that case, we are saying that he is chayiv golus if he's dochbo v'gufo, and it's possible that Rashi learns that way. Also, the footnote guy in the Ritva wants to say that Rashi also learns that way, right? Because Rashi says shedochbo v'gufo below miskavin, right? It says the same line as the Ritva. The Ritva just adds in more below miskavin, and therefore you know he's not onis and he's not mazid. Right, so it's possible that Rashi is also saying that guy's chayiv galus, and therefore says the Be'er Avram Pashut that not all of these drushes are coming to be mamayit galus. So it's not so horribly out of context like Tosfos wants to argue. Because already we have one more case where you don't go to galus, and as we'll see next year, if you learn like the Rambam, you read a Letzorech Aliyah also doesn't go to galus. Right. So there are Rishonim that learn that not all of these cases go to Golus. And therefore what? Rashi's not that bad. He's not so out of context anymore. Okay, Lamaisa, that's one way you can answer for Rashi. That's one way you can answer for Rashi that he's not so out of context. Because it could be Rashi himself. What's one rejection of that? What's one rejection of that? How can you just slug that up a little bit, that answer? Now just read the words. I'll emphasize a certain word because we got to end off here. B'shkoga prat lemezid bivli das prat lemiskavin. Right. Continuing on. Tana rabbanan im befesa prat lekeren zavis below eva prat lesoni hidafo shedachbo begufo o hishlechalav lahavi yirida shiutzar chaliyah below tstia prat lemiskavin. Right. What was? Doesn't say prat. Prat excludes you from going to golus, right? So the word prat is code for no golus. Here it just says shehidafo shedachbo begufo. The Gemara is just telling you what the word means. That you go to golus when you push him, right? So it's lav davka that Tosfos kasha doesn't stand. Because all of the times that it says prat, it's excluding you from golus, right? And because I said, the Ritva, and maybe Rashi says, Dach Babagufo gets Golus. And also, what else? The Rambam says, Yirid L'Tzarech Aliyah doesn't go to Golus. Right? So also, it doesn't say Prat over there. So it's Shaykh that this Diuk, that he wants to say that Rashi is not being inconsistent, maybe Rashi is still being inconsistent within the word Prat. And therefore, he's still out of context with the drashas of the Gemara. Okay, so that attempted teretz still stands, but it's a tzarech ion because it doesn't fit into the lashon of the Gemara exactly. Okay, let's hold here. Yeah, it worked.